Now here is Tim to introduce our fourth selection of news stories from around Norfolk.
Norfolk County Council have just won a major court case against Apple, and this may be good news for their pensioners. The council is still short of money, though, and faces a huge bill to get children to school. We also have stories from an Italian restaurant in Norwich, from Sheringham, and from a Norfolk drain. Jane will start with the remarkable news from the courts.
Norfolk's County Council's legal victory over Apple will boost a pension fund relied on by more than 100,000 people across the county. But it could be more than a year before it becomes clear what it will mean for people's retirement pots. The council last week secured a settlement in a United States lawsuit, with the tech giant agreeing to pay more than £380 million to claimants, including Norfolk Pension Fund. The lawsuit alleged Apple's chief executive, Tim Cook, misled investors about iPhone sales in China between November 2018 and January the following year. The class action, made on behalf of a group of claimants, including investors in Apple, was led by County Hall, which said the Norfolk Pension Fund was affected by the company's alleged actions. Apple had denied, and continues to deny, Mr. Cook misled investors, but accepted a mediator's proposal to settle the claim, in recognition that further litigation will be protracted, overly burdensome, expensive and distracting. Norfolk Pension Fund contains the retirement savings of some 108,000 people across Norfolk who work or used to work in local government.
The bill for transporting Norfolk children to school has soared to a whopping £62 million, with officers warning the surging spend will add to County Hall's multi-million pound funding gap. Norfolk County Council, which has a statutory duty to provide free travel to their nearest suitable school for eligible children aged 5 to 16, has gone over its £55.6 million home-to-school budget by £6.1 million. That's money the authority spends on taxis, buses and minibuses to get youngsters to and from their education. The bulk of it is used to get children with special educational needs and disabilities to schools best placed to cater for their needs, which can mean costly taxi rides miles from their homes, including to schools outside Norfolk. While the Conservative-controlled council is trying to reduce costs, officers said there have been unprecedented demand this year, with added pressure due to the increasing complexity of children's special educational needs and disabilities.
An Italian restaurant in Norwich has been named one of Britain's best. Benoli in Orford Street has been recognised by the Good Food Guide as one of the nation's best Italian restaurants. Benoli opened its doors in 2019 and, under the management of chef-owner Oliver Boone, has quickly become one of the city's top foodie spots. Mr. Boone reached the final of MasterChef, the professionals in 2012, and has worked for top chefs, including Gordon Ramsay, during his career. The Good Food Guide's review granted Benoli a good score in every category: uniqueness, deliciousness, warmth, and strengths of recommendation. An article said, "Every town needs a good Italian, a spot you can drop into with pals, colleagues, dates, offspring, where you can eat anything from a simple carbonara and affogato to a siesta-induced feast. As far as Norwich is concerned, Benoli is it.
A coastal town in Norfolk has been named among the best places to live in the UK. Sheringham has been included on the Sunday Times annual list for the East of England alongside Norwich. Sheringham was praised by the publication as a year-round sweet spot on the Norfolk coast, with a blue flag beach and serious social scene. With the coast, the Broads and Norwich all in reach of Sheringham, the Sunday Times raised the question, where else has Morris dancing, a steam train, and hosts its own Viking festival that concludes with the burning of a longship? Judges visited locations across the country, assessing factors including schools, transport, broadband speeds, culture, green spaces, and high streets. Wivenhoe, a riverside town in Essex, was named the best place to live in the East of England.
A medieval gold coin that was discovered down a drain in Norfolk is set to sell for thousands of pounds at a top London auction. The remarkably well-preserved artefact was found as part of a hoard of other treasure in a field drain in East Raynham, near Fakenham, more than 100 years ago. It dates back 700 years to the time of King Edward III, who ruled England between 1327 and 1377, and shows him standing on a warship, holding a long sword and shield during a naval victory over the French. Following its discovery in 1911, the British Museum reviewed the coin and disclaimed it, handing it back to the finder. It was then sold to its current owner in 1970. It is now set to appear at Spinks Auction House in London on April the 4th, where it could fetch around £8,000. Auctioneer Gregory Edmonds said, "For this remarkably preserved and high-value medieval coin to have languished in a lowly field drain for centuries before coming to light is, if anything, quite romantic."